so much for this kind reception. It was like a Vyasa puja. Of course, you know, I'm very reluctant to be received in this way. I was already happy about yesterday. And I thought that finally I can go around this opulent reception. But I know that if devotees are being received in this way, His Holiness in the Dumna Maharaj is very satisfied, very pleased. So just because of that, I'm tolerating. Otherwise, because if Maharaj is pleased, then that's the success of this festival tour. And of course, there's no point of even trying to glorify Maharaj's qualities. See, Maharaj mentioned that I'm very humble. But you see, it is not difficult to be humble if you're not very successful. If you do a little here and there, it's not easy. I mean to say, it's not difficult to feel humble. But there's no need even to talk about Maharaj's qualities because he exhibits them all the time. They speak for themselves. And still Maharaj is very humble. Despite truly possessing these qualities, he is so humble. Like yesterday when I arrived, I was asking, where is Maharaj? And I was told he's in the kitchen washing pots. And I started rethinking about my own practice of Krishna consciousness. So I started looking for pots. I felt so inspired. Actually, that's the Vaishnava culture. There's nothing artificial about it. We might feel artificial sometimes. But actually, that's the quality of the soul. To continuously glorify Krishna and the Vaishnavas. To always render service. That's the very culture we are trying to revive. By the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. He has given us this wonderful culture of Krishna consciousness. When I was driving here, I listened to a lecture by Srila Prabhupada. And he made the point, and it was a rival address in Atlanta. And Srila Prabhupada talked about how merciful Lord Krishna is. And then he mentioned, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is even more merciful than Krishna. Because Lord Krishna demanded, now first you surrender. And then I will give you all protection, do not fear. But that was Lord Krishna's condition, you must surrender. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he doesn't make any conditions. And then Srila Prabhupada, he was overcome by spiritual emotions. Because he could practically see how true this is. That despite of possessing no qualifications whatsoever, that people just take by the thousands, tens and hundreds of thousands to this process of Krishna consciousness. And this is due to the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then Prabhupada quoted Chedu Darpana Marjanam, that Mahaprabhu has given that process of Sankirtan. And that process purifies the heart. And then when the heart is purified, then it is possible to surrender to Krishna. As long as the heart is impure, we cannot surrender. To that extent, the heart is not pure, we surrender to ourselves. Meaning the desires of the senses and the mind. But when the heart is pure, then we can surrender to Krishna. So Mahaprabhu is so merciful that he has inaugurated that process which does not require any qualification. And still the heart becomes purified and still we can surrender to Krishna. Golokera Premadhan Harinam Sankirtan. That process directly comes from Goloka Vrindavan. See, when the gopis feel the intense separation from Krishna, and under the guidance of Srimati Radharani, they engage in the Naam Kirtan. They chant the Maha Mantra continuously. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And then it is described out of the Maha Mantra, they form a garland. And then this garland they place around the neck of a Nam Prabhu. In this way they worship the Nam Prabhu. Because name is none different from Krishna. This is how they worship Krishna in intense feelings of separation. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu he brought to this world that process. Because all the conditioned souls feel separation from Krishna. But they just don't know it. Everybody is longing for Krishna. But they do not know. And then Srila Prabhupada, he spread the Harinam Sankirtan all over the world. He has distributed the Maha garlands from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, from the spiritual world. And now hundreds and thousands of people are engaged in the same process. and worshipping Lord Krishna by chanting the Maha Mantra. So we can easily imagine whoever is engaged in that process of spreading the Sankirtan movement, he is especially favored by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that's the potency that we feel when we join the Sankirtan party. We are very, very fortunate that we have the opportunity to be engaged in this way. But let us not spoil this. It is such an opportunity. Let us not spoil. It's not worth it. There's nothing more important, nothing more valuable. We can ever attain in any species of life. At any time in existence. It's nothing more valuable, nothing more important. Save and accept being engaged in the Sankirtan process. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Indra Dumna Maharaja ki jai, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari.